Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B Show.
Aw, yeah, baby. These are the stories that seem fake, but they're not fake. Hell to the nah. They're real. What do you got, Will?
Roseanne Barr.
Oh, my God. I love it when she pops back up in the news.
You ever hear of her? You know who that is?
Oh, yeah, dude. She was a fantastic comedian in the 80s, yeah. Had a super successful sitcom.
Yeah.
And then, like a lot of people at her age, lost her goddamn mind.
Well, she's been crazy since she was a little kid. Did you watch the Joe Rogan Experience with her?
I didn't.
She was molested. She was hit by a car. She has brain damage. Like, she's
all in the
up.
Same day?
I don't know if it was in the same day. Boy, what a day.
That'd be a day.
But she's had problems for a long time. She was canceled when she made a comment about...
Hold on. I have the recording of that comment.
Do you? Oh, yeah. That's right. You do.
Yeah, I do.
It was Obama's, advisor. I can't remember her name now. But you have the
I can't remember her name either.
I thought the bitch was white.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said
Valerie Jarrett. That's her.
Yes.
Name.
But she said that she looked like she
Planet
was
of
Planet
Apes
of the Apes.
Something. Yeah.
And then can't say that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then she responded with
I thought the bitch was white.
Not the bitch
she's
was white.
Burning a heater.
She's very light skinned, I will say, Valerie.
Yeah, but still.
Well, she got canceled, and she came out with a video today. I guess she pops in and out of social media from time to time since being canceled. And do you have me potted up? I'll just play the video for you.
Oh, you got her?
I do.
You have the edited?
I don't know if
she curses big time.
She does?
Yeah, I watched it. She says the F word and the S word.
Oh, crap. All right, well.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
A lot.
Can't play it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll put it on the Johnny B Show page if anybody wants to go watch it for themselves. But she made a bold claim today on social media, and she claimed that President Donald Trump is, quote, the first woman president.
Yeah.
Even though Trump is not a lady.
And she ends the video on that. She doesn't explain or elaborate what she means.
Yeah.
And I was confused by it because she's always been a huge Trump supporter.
Right.
She's caught so much flack for that because in Hollywood, if you're not a Democrat, then you're going to get canceled in Hollywood.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, there's been a lot of examples about that. Even this week, there was Jimmy Kimmel finally caught flack for some things he did. Howard Stern wearing blackface saying the N-word. Jimmy Kimmel had a song in 1996 when he was on radio.
Snoop Dogg
said the N-word.
Said the N-word, yeah.
Tina Fey. She had episodes of 30 Rock that allegedly had blackface, which mocked. It was making fun of blackface, but it was still somebody in blackface.
Well,
there's no context.
What you're saying is comedy used to have a lot more freedom.
Oh,
way too much, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I don't. I mean,
you know what I'm saying.
Whatevs. I don't think anything should be off limits. But
I agree. It's up to you if you want to gamble. You know what I mean? So,
I don't even know if it should be a gamble.
It is now.
And it is, but I don't think it should be.
Right.
But I mean, whatever. So there's been a lot of people who've been called out, and usually you'd say get their back and be like, well, this is. But these people are the same. Jimmy Kimmel calls for people to be canceled all the time. So now it's like, all right, well, screw you.
Politics, man.
It is, but if you have the right politics, you tend to survive.
Yeah, so, I actually heard, I was listening to Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. And Tom Segura actually said the same thing. He goes, hey, man, I don't mess around with politics. I don't like politics. But if somebody around here were to ask me, I'm a Democrat because I want to get booked. Like he said in Hollywood, tough.
It's the way it has to be. I mean, there was, and there is examples that contradict that. Like Joe Rogan seemed to survive his N-word debacle.
Did
you see that video? It's like a compilation of times of him saying the N-word. It's usually you know, not calling somebody that, but using it in conversation if it was quoting somebody else or whatever. But he seems to have survived it. He just signed that deal with Spotify, $100 million. So there is examples.
Well, he's catching all the flack because of Joey Diaz.
That too. Yeah. They tried to cancel Rogan so many times. It's just, it's not going to happen.
The
it's too big.
What's the Independent, that outlet?
Oh, they're,
they actually,
garbage.
They actually contacted Spotify and demanded that they cancel him. Spotify's, we just gave him $100 million and he's a moneymaker. So
yeah,
we're going to see how this goes.
These newsrooms have just been overtaken. It's a college campus.
Yeah.
So these newsrooms, it's crazy. But anyway, Roseanne Barr, she came out and said that, Trump was the first woman president.
I really don't know what she means.
I don't know. She doesn't really say. She started the video by telling her audience that she was just throwing an idea out in the open. You know what? I think discuss amongst yourselves if you don't agree. You don't really have to burn me at the stake for not agreeing with me, the comedian said. And I hope that the hungry dogs in the street have enough meat as to not come after me for thinking or speaking. I'm tired of it. On board with that.
Yeah.
Barr said it was okay for her to throw out her idea because no one listens to her anyways, which is great. She is tired of being monitored and corrected and F it.
Yeah,
you're right. I'm glad I didn't play this.
Yeah.
I'm going to say what I want to say after all that build up. Barr looked at the camera and said, hear me when I say this. Trump is, in my opinion, the first woman president of the United States. The 67-year-old Barr has never been shy about her support for Trump. In January 2018, weeks before the Roseanne premiere on ABC, she admitted voting for Trump to shake up the status quo. Her support for Trump has reached the White House as the president called her up personally after Roseanne debuted to over 18 million people. The series continued, blah, blah, blah. Barr left Twitter, but has continued sharing her thoughts through her YouTube videos. And, yeah, it doesn't really elaborate. She doesn't elaborate.
I hate that cliffhanger, man. What do you mean?
I don't know. You can't even ask her.
I mean, the guy, you can say a lot about the guy. You can have a lot. But I just want to know what, I mean, to me, I think he's the opposite. Like, he is like almost a chauvinist.
Kind of an alpha dog.
Yeah. I don't get it. All right.
I don't know, man.
Well, let's go to Winter Haven, Florida, where things are a lot more normal. A woman was arrested yesterday after she called 911 four times. For what reason, Will? Why did she call 911 four times, and why did she get arrested?
She called because her Postmates driver stole her food.
Ooh.
I call for that, too.
Yeah. Well, it would be a different call for me. I'd be like, I just killed somebody
because
they stole my my Chick-fil-A. No, police say Sarah Alame, 31 years old, led the emergency response line at 2:45 in the morning and said, hello, before hanging up. Officers went to the location, as they will in that situation, because they don't know if it's some sort of distress. Then she made a second call at 3 a.m., and then the call was disconnected. When an officer arrived, they found Alame in a hospital parking lot, told police she called because she needed a ride. Yeah. The officer warned her that 911 is for emergencies only, definitely not Uber, and told her to leave the property unless she needed medical help. She walked away and then called 911 again to complain the officer about the officer, saying the officer didn't give her the service she needed. She gave him a bad Yelp review.
Well, it does say protect and serve,
I guess,
in the motto, right?
I mean, cops are under a lot of scrutiny right now. I might have just gave this crazy lady a ride.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, like, look at me. Look, I did a nice thing.
You post this on your YouTube or something?
Yeah,
I'm giving you a ride home. By the way, white lady. I want to clarify that. I don't want to be. She said she's a taxpayer. And she should have got a ride home. Like, I don't know, man.
I don't know if I disagree.
I know.
I know they got better things to do.
You know what? I bet there are some cops that would have done it. Be like, you know what, lady?
You crazy bitch.
You got some balls on you. Get in.
Yeah.
Get in, you nutcase.
Just call the police line, though. Don't call 911.
Yeah, here's my phone number next time.
I wonder
wink,
if that
wink.
Would have been. That's probably what it was, because she called 911.
Yeah.
And that's tying up the line. That's
yeah.
That's illegal.
It really is.
Unless it's an emergency.
Yeah, it's that's not for for jokey jokes.
You ever do that? I think I did that as a kid.
No.
Called 911.
When I was a kid, 911 wasn't around yet.
Oh, that's right. You didn't have telephones.
You dialed zero. The lady put the little wire into the wall. And she's like, hello, John.
Hello, big boy. What can I do you for?
Hello, John. What seems to be the problem over there on 15th Street, son? I'm like, oh, I think somebody's breaking in the house. Okay, boy. We'll have Officer Jenkins over there and two shakes of a
lamb.
Old timey Mae West is on the phone.
Yes.
Well, how are you doing, big boy?
That muffled.
Yeah, do the Tennessee swing.
What number are you trying to call?
There's somebody breaking in. I think they're trying to take my Atari 2600.
And we'll be there in 2 seconds of a lamb's tail, because...
That's the hold music?
Yeah.
Guy with a trumpet playing live. It's not even on hold. It's just put the phone up to the guy.
Calling our cars.
Oh, what do you want to hear, man?
Calling our cars. We have a disturbance at the Bell Home on 15th Street. Get over there. Get those walking sticks a moving, boys.
He's got those really old school sirens. Before.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.